Okay, we are holding in Simon Tzadi Aleph. Simon Tzadi Aleph, she is a Masna Vichasa Reisha Bishasa Tfilah. So, we're going to mention the concept of wearing a belt and covering one's head. So even though a person has their lower body covered and there's no problem of liboy raya esa erva, there's no problem of A, gilu erva, B, there's no problem of liboy raya esa erva, but a person is not allowed to daven Shmoneh Esrei bare-chested. The im loy kisa es liboy Oishinenas, the ain lebeme yiskasa, say a person davened bare chested. Hoyo vichisa ervase vihispal ol yotza, vidyevid one is yotza. So we're seeing over here that there's an additional chumrah about the way a person needs to appear when they daven Shmoneh Esrei, above and beyond Kriya Shema and Shaar Brachos. Says the Mishnah, but the Sarchul Liris is Hatzvakidu Oimed Lifne Hamelech Umed Darba Be'ema. We said shechasali v'yivuadin kol gufay. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Bach that one needs to cover all of one's body. He quotes over here in footnote 2 b'shem of Shlomo Zalman that a person should not daven wearing shorts. And Shlomo Zalman paskins aser liyes shatz kishalavush kach. One is not allowed to be a shliach tzibur. If one is wearing shorts, he says, "Lagava, you yourself to daven." It's preferable not to daven that way because, again, that would not be a way that a person would appear lifnei hamelech. There is another discussion over here as to what about wearing a short sleeve shirt, and he quotes from opinions which say you shouldn't lechatchila daven in a short sleeve shirt. But he says certainly to be a shliach tzibur, one should avoid that again because a person should appear be'ema be'yira and a little bit more of a respectable manner. Now, we said,
even if one's wearing a talis over the
I mean, I guess a person's always wearing a talis, you know, for shachris, but the talis doesn't really cover the arms so much, you know, it covers the body. It doesn't really cover, I mean, sometimes you can, a lot of times chassidim wear a talis and it's just kind of draped over and they don't kind of sling it over their shoulders. We learned previously that a person is not supposed to wear have their arms exposed, and certainly not to be the shatz. Certainly not to be the shir. So to be the shir tzibur, there's more of an inyan of kavanat tzibur, and so on to do so. Now we said that b'di'eved, if a person davened that way, let's say I don't know, a bunch of bachrim on the beach, and it's almost time for it's almost shkia, and they say, right, let's daven mincha. And they daven bare chested. So we said you're not supposed to do that. But if one did so, but being that hoyo v'chisa ervasa v'hispalo yotza p'diavad yotza ratzalei mafilo hayim imasne v'lamala arum and so on. Now we know that, you know, obviously if it was a case of libay raya esa erva, and that is a problem, that's what the halacha points out, that would be a problem. You'd have to go back and daven. The Allah in second Allah of Yotza, his design the Rambam the Messiah and Chachila lo yase. You shouldn't do so. Chachila v'nitchu be'yurei v'nirei dehishmianu ulemish nenas ve'ein lo yidemer lechaseis delechachila mutav shelo yispalo klal. So says the Bialacha, fascinating. Let's see, a person is in that massive and you don't have anything else. Person went to the beach in their trunk and nothing else. That's how they went to the beach, whatever reason, and they ended up staying there very long, and now it's almost shkia, and they have a choice. Either they daven like that, bare-chested, or they don't daven at all. So the Be'er Lacha wants to learn, chat in the Rambam, in this additional Hisafa of Lechatchil Le'yasa, to teach us, L'misha Nenas, V'ein Lo'i B'me'er L'chaseis, De'Lechatchil Mutav Shle'i Sparo Klal. And then he says afterwards, I found this in the Maimar Mardchai, which he points out here in number 4, Shil ein lei b'melech skasis ad achizman tefila, shelo yispalo ele yashlimena v'tefila shlach reha, do a tefila stashlumen. And he quotes from Ovayashev, Shalo yizbar ba maimer mardchayim lo yisparol gam ba'ifin shle yele beged gam bezman hatfila smucha. You know, so let's say a person is, a person will not have a beged for the next tefillah also. It's not going to help me to not daven now. I'm not going to have a beged for the next one also. So there is no tefillah tashlom in such a case. But you see, nevertheless, the concept of the importance of appearing in a mechubadik manner, how a person would appear. There's no question there's a certain amount of societal norms. But you know, well, I guess one needs to ask oneself, and I guess that's the reason why many are known to wear jackets b'shas tefillah, because you know, if you would go and appear in front of a very dignified person, kal v'chomer here when a person is supposed to be, as the Mishmaru said, kiru oimid lefnei ha-melech u'medaber de'ema, so would you appear, you know, in a t-shirt, or would you wear something a little bit more respectable? That is A for Shmoneh Esrei, and B when it comes to the Shliach Tzibor, when it's a higher level that you're representing the Tzibor, and that's the reason why one should be more mindful. Good. Says the Shulchan Aruch Beis, Sarach Lezar Ezar B'Shas HaTfilo. So one is supposed to wear some type of a belt. Afilu Yeshli Avnet She'en Libei Reyes Ha'erva. Even though they've got the issue of there's no issue of Libei Reyes Ha'erva, but there's something special about the belt. Mishum Hikoin, the Gemara says in Misach Shabbos, Hikoin lefnei Hashem lefnei lekach Yisrael. One is supposed to prepare oneself and adorn oneself when you are lefnei Hashem. Avu Shabrach is mutal brach b'lech hagura. There's no requirement of a belt. Ne'ach sheyish le'nechasayim. For instance, wearing trousers. Hagav the ein libei reyes ha'ervam, and so on. So according to this makab, it seems to come out that you're supposed to wear some type of a belt, which gives, you know, which is a hikain, some type of a hidur. So let's see, the Mishnah Berurah says, this is not something which is le'ikuv. Someone who usually wears this the whole day. So in other words, for him, it's considered to appear in a dignified manner without this type of belt. And we'll see in a minute what type of belt we're referring to. He quotes from the Magen Geburim that even in such a matzav you should. Now, nowadays, people aren't necessarily makbid to do so. So he quotes over here number 5 from the Stipler in Krainad Agrisa, as well as Shlomo Zalman, who says Shadachke bizmanehem haya bekach mishum midas chasidus kaven kisherotzu laleches lemkemes chashuvim leil anashim chashuvim hayu chaygrim ezar shiyamash lemesabeget. So they wear this nice kind of thick belt, you know, which kind of had a certain royal regal appearance or whatever. Then kain letzvila haya bekach mishum hikain mashenkin bizmanenu. So in other words, one needs to ask oneself, like a gartel, which people wear nowadays. I don't know. Is there any hikayin lekras alekach Yisrael? Is there any additional chashivas? Do you appear more dignified and more royal and regal and noble if you wear a gartel? I would have thought not. If it's like a rebisha, you know, gartel and something which is thick and it's got some type of chashivas to it, I can hear the hikayin, but stamagartel, you know, mitzad libei reyes ha'erva, there's obviously the libei reyes ha'erva, a person's wearing underwear, you're wearing trousers, so you have a kisa, you have a chatzitza between libei reyes ha'erva. So what is the additional inyan of the gartel? Difficult to say, like it's daifed, it's an inyan of hikayin, you know, mitzad that. There must be, and there's other inyanim, the beg of the yuchid.
Putting on an extra
right, so saying there could be some inyan of a beggar miyuchad l'tfila, but again, yesh la'ayim, and that's what they say, you know, that's a beggar miyuchad l'tfila, but you know, yesh la'ayim, like how does a piece of string become like a terizdin beggar? I don't know, you know, and if so, I don't know. Not sure. Good, we said avnit, ratzalima avnit shel mechnasayim. Hamafsik being libo la erva, so this is an additional hafsik being libo la erva, mishum hika in likras. Is vizir of aschan and manda koyim of betzleisa boilik chsiya reishi the enoy the gindali istak for the shchintas. So someone who's davening needs to cover their head and their eyes. They shouldn't gaze at the shchina. In other words, the shchina is in front of you. That is what tefillah is. fight of a talish on mitzvah, ruish ad hunayim, it should cover one's head properly. During Shmona Esrei, betalas mitzvahs b'shas tefilas yiches. Man de pakach einoi b'shas tzleisei. We mentioned this yesterday, a couple of days ago. Someone who opens their eyes during davening, makdim alei malach hamavis. The malach hamavis will be makdim. I think the question is, it says he will take the person with a nicked blade. Something along those lines. Doesn't sound very pleasant. So there is this chumrah that you should not daven Shmona Esrei with your eyes open. In other words, either if you're looking in the siddur, obviously then your eyes can be open, or your eyes are closed. But to look harum in a room and so on, just look into space, that is not advised.
I thought it was actually opposite to think sukkim by heart.
Well, I mean, Shmona Esrei is not psukim. It's not dvarim shebichtav, number one. Number two, even when it is referring to psukim, so the Mishnah Berurah says that on the Rosh Hashanah, the Yetzer Shelim and Baal Peh, if it's something which everyone knows very well, because everyone's ruggled ba, like let's say the Parshas of Kriyash Ma'ashrei, you know, arguably Haluka, Psukah, the Zimra, and so on, things which people know very well, there wouldn't be the sort of Rosh Hashanah. There is a discussion, Mishnah Berurah, someone asked me recently, I don't really have a good answer for it, you know, but, the people say a posik, which will remind them of their names. Everyone's got a different pasuk, and you say it for Yilaratzen and so on. So someone said, "L'chayr, that should be." And then Mishnah Berurah discusses that should be a problem of Dvarim Shebichtav, Yeter Rishei Imam Al Baal Peh. You know, because if you happen to have an obscure pasuk which rave people don't know, punkt, you happen to know because it's your pasuk. But then it should be a problem of Dvarim Shebichtav. You know, difficult to say that every time you're going to turn to the back of the siddur and look at the pasuk. You know.
You say it three times,
it's not a question of you, though. If you know
it's you're saying it.
I know, but it's still the din of Dvarim Shebichtav, as even if you happen to be someone with a photographic memory. But if the Veld doesn't know, it's got to be something which is readily known by the Hamoin. Good. We said Shabbos Brachos Vadin Kriyash Madalei Shech. He can lekras elikach hakim b'she'emid lefnei Hamelach. So in other words, this whole din is a din v'shas atfila, not any other time. Mechnasai v'adin im bigodav munachim dvukim mamesh ala betzin mafsikin bein libay le'erva. Fine, so I'll go upon it. There was this din of wearing an ornate belt, and that's considered to be a hikoin. You're standing with your melech, you put on a chash of a beged, and again, that's why some say, putting on some other beged of chashivas to show that there is a distinction. I would often wonder that if a person always wears a hat and jacket, non-stop, you go to the makalat, you go to the shop, your hat and jacket, this, and if you're on through, so then arguably you can say that, wearing a hat and jacket for davening, it's not a beged miyuchad letzvila if you're wearing it the whole time. But let's see. Gimel Yeshem Em Shasal Hitzaskara Befiv Mipiv Bereish Megula. You're not allowed to say Shem Hashem with your head uncovered. Yeshem Em Sheish Limchis Shlei Lekanis Levisakness is Begid Eresh. One should protest if someone enters a shul with one's head uncovered. Says the Mishnah Begid Eresh Ayin Bebir Halacha. What did he say? Mashakas al Elsim and Bayz, that Fido Bliaskara, the Shleba Bayz Akneses Asalelech. We said, always you're not allowed to go, the Gili Resh. So there are different answers. I'm the Behatev, or Prima Gazim Tirits, the El Dafka Daladamis, you're not allowed to walk, the Tanas of Fido Pachas Midaladamis, and so on, in the Shul, or Shem Hashem, and so on. There is an interesting discussion. There's an interesting discussion. What happens if, happened once here in Shul, it was Mincha G'dayla, and someone came in, and, they started to say Ashrei with the Tzibor, and I kind of went over to them, and I was wearing a hat, so I took my kapel and gave it to them, and they were like, they couldn't believe that they weren't wearing their kapel. They left it, I think they left it in the car or something, I'm not sure. But what is the din if a person, actually, yesterday when I came into shul, I thought, actually, Eric, it was someone who was sitting close to you. I thought there was someone there. A bacher wasn't wearing a kapel, and like no one wanted to go over to him. So I started to walk over in the person's direction, and then I realized that, you know, it was like at an angle. It was a certain, you know, you could, you know, but tachlis, what happens if a person damages Shmoneh Esrei with their head uncovered? So he points it over here in footnote 10, in the second paragraph. Misha shagad, the spowl bereish megula. So the pash, I mean, I don't know, whatever Shlomo Zalman says, ainet zoch lachzul espalo. Meaning, yes, you're supposed to have your head covered, but to go ahead and repeat the brachas, he says you don't repeat. And so says Rav Tzina B'Shol, and so says Rav Yashiv. There's a very interesting chumrah and psak from Rav Moshe and Chelik Dalad. He says shechayzu espalo. He says you have to daven again. Why? Even sha'akum bebeis kiflosam makpidim lispal dafke bereish megula. They're very careful. They remove their head covering. Lachein nechsheves hatfila bereish megula kitay eva. It's considered to be an abomination, and so on. He says if it's an onus gomor and whatever, maybe that's a tzarach ian, and so on. But that's a very interesting psak of Ramesha, that if you daven Reish Megula, you have to repeat. I think the minig is like Shlomo Zalman of Yashiv and Rabban Sion. Good. Chivim Akluy Mikash Chashiva Kisi, if you've got a straw hat, Avahanachas Yad Al Reish Le Chashiva Kisi, merely putting your hand on your head is not a Kisi. We've seen this many times. Puts their hand on your head, that is a kisi, says the Mishnah Berurah Lechashiva. That's not considered to be a kisi. It's considered to be what body? Reina guf yochel chasis atzmai. Because of a bach, miu neigim mahamshech habeis yad shel abeged al hayad. So, you know, if you kind of go like that and you put your garments, and it's not just like that, but you put your garments on also, then that would help. Hey? So a person should not damage monastery when they've got some type of a purse or a money bag on their person. Mishnah Berurah says, who azar halo shemesimin by moist, a money bag, when in it they are covered lamid came of Hashem Yisbarach. The chain einachem espala beer kaftin, which he says is chaluk bayis, some type of a dressing gown. Ubegad atachtin oy beshlafrak, again chaluk pajamas and so on. Anything which is not considered to be a dignified way to appear, lifnei hamelech, you should not. Continues the shulchan aruch v'lei bereish megula, like we said, v'lei beraglayim megulim. Your feet should not be uncovered. Again, we see that it depends on what is the norm in that area. So if you live on a moshav and everyone wears sandals without socks, and that's the norm, and that's considered to be, and you'd go to speak to the Rav, and you know everyone's wearing their sandals without socks, and that's the norm, that would be perhaps considered to be appropriate. But if that's not the norm, which I would argue is not the norm, in Europe and America and so on, then that would be an inappropriate way to appear. Says the Mishnah Berurah Megula, Bizmanei Mitzach Vahasim Be'ez HaTfilah Koyva Bereishe Kedeach Shehelech Bruchhe. This is the Sifkotim which speaks about wearing a hat during davening. He says, nowadays you need to wear a hat. Why? The Mishnah Berurah says the reason why. Why do you have to wear a hat? He says, like this, just like you walk in the streets. So the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the reason why you have to wear a hat during davening is kederech shehelech bruchev. Now we all know that 50, 60, 100 years ago, everyone wore hats in the streets, right? Everyone wore hats in the streets. That's just the way a dignified gentleman would go out with a hat and with a handkerchief and so on. And as I said, that's just what you did. So that is a dignified manner. That's the way you present yourself. So the Mishnah Berurah says, he's quoting this from the Chai Adam, about you need to wear a hat during davening, kiderach shehelech brachayiv. And so on, v'leibah kiva hakot, and shetach hasakayiva, ge'in derach lami, kinef me'anoshim chashuvim, Kol shekein b'shlaf mitz, which is, you know, just some type of something which you wear when you sleep, and so on. Al kaponim, you know, there is certainly room to say based on this, but nowadays when things are different and people don't necessarily walk in the streets wearing hats, you know, there is. But again, it very much depends on like what is the norm. And I often think that, you know, Barack Obama was the one who started to, like, you know, make it acceptable to wear, to give a presidential address, you know, in your shirt sleeves. I don't really like it personally. I feel it's a lack of cover for the president or the prime minister. You should appear in a dignified manner. But we live in a much less formal world, and you know, there is room to, you know, to say that we see in halacha, it very much depends what is the norm when you are oimed lifnei anashim chashuvim. How you would appear, how would you stand? That seems to be the kaveh. Aimless follow the body shekhayim shall pishtan, the gnai ulame came with negadolim, various things. It will be called shaking shleshim sandal, the ache of magula, parts of the pit uncovered, gamimus, which is a tfila, but you daim, shakirin henshich, you know, wearing gloves during davening, kadev every drachim. Meaning, often what happens if I will be very cold, let's say, and I come into shul, and let's say I'm wearing a scarf, so I might wear it until Shmoneh Esrei. And if it's Shmoneh Esrei, I'll take it off. You know, because, you know, if you'd actually go into a hush of a person, you know, would you actually be wearing your scarf? Usually, you know, you wear your scarf and your coat, you know, so I might take off my coat. You know, for the I might be cold, I'll take it off for Shmoneh Esrei if I'm freezing and it's uncomfortable, different story. But you should be mindful when it comes to the actual Shmoneh Esrei, should you be wearing your mittens during Shmoneh Esrei, right? It says the Mishra Vakari Aleim, Al Tavayeni Regal Gaiva Vyadu Shayim Al Tini Daini. So be aware how you present yourself when you're in front of me, says Hashem. Chai Adam, Dalmash Mafilabati Shekayim, Shatsem Levad, Gamkin Ain Enough, and Makol Tolui Lefi Mina Gamakoimais. Everything is Tolui, he says, on the Mina Gamakoimais. Yeah, he says, even in a place where people would wear socks without shoes in front of an Adam Gadol, the Aruch HaShulchan says you still shouldn't do so. So there are some things which are be'etzim, considered to be inappropriate. Haramam Tikin Shaloi, the kind of the basic necessities, Bimin Olam Aruchim, Vahainu Shtivo, various types of boots. The imder hamakom lami kim hegedolim, and it's mutter. Again, very much depends on the norm. Megulim miyim abeged arif shechifes haraglaim, it covers your legs, even though you're not wearing socks or whatever. Ma'oyv arzus hachamin ma'oyd, or if it's a very hot land, she'aynim sham gan kim hegedolim yachiv. This is the way that people appear barefoot. Ein lachesh afilu begadim kitzarim miyim haraglaim, because that is the norm in everyone, even the anashim chashuvim, and that's how you appear in front of gedolim. And therefore, that is okay. They wear a head covering. In difficult times, the Gemara says that in difficult, it speaks about the Hanhag of a particular Amira, when times are really difficult, so then he would appear with his hands together like an ani b'pesach. Like an ever, the Eish Shalom, Yesh Neskashid, but Begadim Noyim Nespal, you should wear more ornate, beautiful clothing, B'Shasat Tfilah. Okay, we'll pick it up next week with Tali Beis.